All right, nice to have you back with us as we welcome in from the San Francisco Chronicle, my dear friend Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, how are you today?
Good, Marty. How are you, man?
Very good. Glad to have you on with me. And, boy, so much going on in the world. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg and yesterday Gary Hughes, our dear, dear, dear friend, passed away. And, Bruce, you talk about Bay Area baseball icons, number one. But someone just loved within the game of baseball, number two, and a very special man. And I know he was close to you as well.
Yeah, we've been texting back and forth pretty routinely over the last couple of years, just about, you know, anything. Something happens at Sarah High, his old high school, or, you know, the daughter of a ball player that he signed is playing in the WNBA, or, you know, how's my daughter doing at school? He was one of the most gentle, caring people I've ever met. It's a huge loss for baseball. I mean, as you well know, you know, walking into the Giants press box every day, you know, I'd see you and I'd see Gary Hughes in his familiar spot there, and Eddie Montague, and my day was already made. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just to spend a little time with you guys before the game. But I'd tell you, and Gary was really an exceptional scout. But what stood out about him was that he was a listener. You know, you'd tell him things, and he would process them, and, you know, quite some time later, he'd bring it up. Like, you know, well, how did that work out with your wife, with your wife's job at, you know, wherever, whatever it was, you know? And he was that kind of a guy, and extremely, extremely special. It hit me pretty hard, Marty.
Yeah, me too. Very special to the family. And he always had his signature. Well, he took care of Charlie Silvera and so many of the old scouts. He would bring them to the ballpark, and I'd interview them so we could get their stories. I remember doing that. Mm-hmm. But he always, when he would say goodbye, or he would call me on the phone before I'd go on the air, or while I was on the air in a commercial, he'd always say, "Now remember, be brilliant." That's what he always said. So, look, I loved him. Kathy, his wife, preceded him in death. And I don't know, just a very special guy, very special. So I'm glad that we could touch on that. We have a very short clip, and I think I'd love to play it. This is Gary talking to me about a couple of things, Bruce. So I wanted you to hear it. Raph, can you play it? It's only a couple of, it's about 2 minutes. So Raph, go ahead.
Memories of the game. Marty Lurie here with Gary Hughes. This game of baseball, what makes it different and special from the other games really are the stories of baseball. That's what connects generations. Boy, you go back 100 years of generations of baseball fans. Stories go from one to another. Someday in 40, 50 years, I'll listen to this one. Let's get some of your favorite baseball moments.
You know, I was thinking, I was just talking to Billy Williams today, and we were talking about Billy Martin. And in 1981, I was advanced scouting for the New York Yankees, and we're going to play Oakland Billy Ball, Billy's team. And for 32 straight days, I followed Billy around. I never had so much fun in my whole life. He ended up literally giving me his car to use in Kansas City, and he had Steve Vucinich call one day during the week, wanting to know if it'd be all right if Mr. Martin used his car again. I said, I think we can have we'll have time to find it. But he just seeing that Oakland team and being able to follow it as much as we did, and we were able to beat them too, which made it even more fun. And that's when we ended up in Oakland, and we swept in three games. And that night, Reggie got decked by Greg Nettles over at, I think it was Vince's, and so it was always something there. The Yankees were, it was an amazing time as well, but to see Billy and to get to share as much time as I did in that month with him was really something special.
Talk about some of the players, some of the old-timers you've met as you've come along. Charlie Silvera is one, the great backup catcher for the Yankees, and was on the 5 World Championship team. But some of the other ones that you've come across, you say, boy, it's nice to know they were in baseball.
Yeah, this people like Bob Lemon come to mind that you can't find a better person anywhere than him. And even and we're talking about old-time players, but I spent 3 years in Cincinnati, and there's no better person, a nicer person than Sean Casey. And getting to know people like that, it's just fun. We had great people over there. Aaron Boone, who unfortunately played basketball this offseason, is not playing baseball this year, but another great guy. And it's just so enjoyable to see these people. It's the people that have accomplished so much in this game, still humble enough to talk to you and spend time with you, and you enjoy their company.
Yeah, that's it, Bruce. I just wanted you to hear his voice.
Well, you know, it's remarkable, Gary. I've been thinking, Marty, I've been thinking about, you know, when did I first get to know Gary? And all of a sudden, that interview brought it home. In 81, I covered the A's start to finish every day. You know, I hadn't been on the beat that long. And Gary Hughes was always showing up. And I think Glenn Schwartz, the great, who's now retired, covering for the Examiner, we were traveling buddies, and he knew Gary, and I think I got to know Gary a little bit through Glenn, and we just, you know, I loved seeing him, you know, every day, because he was following the A's, he was following Billy, we're all following Billy, and there's nothing more entertaining than that, believe me. So I learned a little something there just from a personal level.
I love it. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, Bruce, Bill Lasky here, and yeah. Another thing about Gary Hughes, I mean, we always saw him on the beat. He was always at these dinners, and he was everywhere, and the baseball stories, just like what Marty threw on there, were fabulous, and the names just flowed out of him, and just a great thought, and Gary Hughes, myself, is the game of baseball is going to miss him. You know, we don't talk analytics when you talk to Gary. He was all eyes on, and the talent was always there, and, you know, that's what's great about when you talk about some of these older guys, that's how you scouted. That's how you made the call, and that's what made you a top-line scout.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, the numbers have always been and always will be a huge part of baseball. But when you're talking to somebody, you can be put right to sleep with numbers, even if it's just simple stuff. But he would tell you about, you know, I was watching this guy, and I was really disturbed by how, you know, his reaction to blowing that lead. You know, watching him on the mound, he was clearly upset. He got totally rattled. These are things you don't see on the stat sheet, or, you know, meeting a guy's family and then watching how, you know, how loving he was with his mom and dad, or his cousin, or his sick, you know, nephew, or just things, personal stuff. And that's what the scouting game is all about. At least it was. And, you know, scouts are being let go all over the big leagues. I know that was a huge concern for Gary, but I'll tell you, if you want to talk baseball and really learn something about people, and way beyond the stat sheet, the guys like Gary are the essence of the game.
Mm. Go ahead,
well,
Bill.
Bruce, you know, Bruce, Marty's in this trivia test. it's a contest this Wednesday Bay Area Sports put on there. So I wanted to get your thoughts, and I want to get Marty kind of getting going here. So I looked up some stuff this morning, and the Giants have hit 65 home runs in 51 games. You got Belt with 8, Yaz with 9, Flores 9, Dickerson with 8. It goes on and on. But what I looked at was three teams – hit more home runs in the first 51 games. And I want to see how both of you guys do when I mention the year, and see if you can remember some of the home run hitters. And the first one I'm going to throw at you, Bruce, is 2001. They hit 74 home runs in the first 51 games. And I'm not going to give you the easy one. Barry Bonds, of course, at the end of that year hit 73. Give me the next two that you think had the most home runs in that team.
On the Giants?
Yes.
Well, Rich Aurelia, right?
Yep, Rich Aurelia had. These are the final numbers, but, you know, they had some. He had 37. He was number two. Who do you think was three and four?
Well, I want to say Jeff Kent, but I have a feeling that's wrong.
No, you're in there with 22. Yeah. Well, now, the next two are going to be difficult. They're outfielders.
Well, Biff Pokoroba, I mean, you know.
Well, let me throw it to you. It was Marvin Bernard.
When you're lost, always go with a little humor.
That's right. It was Marvin Bernard with 15 and Armando Rijos with 14. So, okay, so let me go to Marty now. The next one, Marty,
Barry
was the year 2000, the year
Barry
before
Bonds.
That. And you're going to have some different names in here, Marty. So Barry had 49. Who do you think was second, Marty?
How about Ellis Burks?
Ellis Burks was up there. He had 24. There was another one before him.
That's a good one. JT Snow.
Yeah, he was up there. He had 19. Jeff Kent, again, had 33. Aurelia had 20. But here's one. Bobby Estalea at 15.
Oh, my goodness.
and of course, Ellis Burks was 24 and Rijos. Now, here I'm going to throw it both to you. 1958. The year 58.
Oh, good.
They had 70 at the time. Okay, first one to ring in. Who was the leader with 29 home runs that year?
On the Giants?
Yeah.
Cepeda was Rookie of the Year. He's got to be up there, of course. Mays.
He was second. He was second with 25 that year. Who was first? Marty, you should know this one.
The 58 Giants.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to probably go with Mays, no?
You're absolutely right, with 29.
Well, yeah, they're
29.
Mays, you know.
Those are the only two I know, Barry Bonds and Mays. That's it.
So I'm going to throw you some names. I'm going to throw you guys some names because see if you guys remember. Daryl Spencer. Shortstop.
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah. Infielder with the Giants, yeah.
Yeah, hated the Dodgers, hated Stan Williams. And then he went to the Dodgers, and Stan Williams was his teammate. And I think Stan Williams hit him in batting practice.
How about Willie Kirkland, right field?
Yeah.
You guys remember
him? Left-hand hitter.
Toothpick.
Power hitter.
Johnny Antonelli.
And Leon Wagner with the Giants. A couple of left-handed power hitters. There's just no room for guys like that on the team as loaded as the Giants.
Well, how about this one? Hank Sauer and Jimmy Davenport both had 12 home runs at the end of that year.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Well, Willie McCovey came up, and Felipe Alou threatened to go back to the Dominican Republic unless they kept him on the active list, and he actually left for 3 days, and they brought him back, and to bring him back, they said to Hank Sauer, "You're now a coach," and that was the end of Hank Sauer.
So there was one pitcher. There was one pitcher that had one home run. He hit .226, had two doubles and a triple. Any guess on that?
Bob Bolin.
Ruben Gomez.
Johnny Antonelli.
Okay. I think I'm a little late on Bolin there, but yeah, okay.
So I just wanted to throw some names out there, gentlemen. You guys did very well. And, you know, I wanted to get Marty's going here. He's got to win this
contest.
I'm in trouble. My money's on it.
No, seriously. Anything beyond 1960, I'm done.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, you know, when you bring up names, you know, you bring up names like Daryl Spencer and Willie Kirkland, you know, those guys definitely were in the middle of the pack with the 58 team. But, of course, Mays and Cepeda were the lead home run hitters. That was a hell of a lineup they threw out there.
Well, Willie Kirkland got traded, I think, for Harvey Keene.
Wow. Yeah, Harvey Keene did some good work for the Giants. He was a legitimate, very, very good, one of the best hitters. He put him in there, you know, in 62 with Mays, McCovey, Cepeda, Keene, Felipe Alou. I mean, you got to be kidding. Matty Alou, I mean, good grief.
You know, Bruce, right. you wrote a real nice article on Kruk and Kipe, their 30 years, and some great names in there, Corey Bush, Hank Greenwald. You know, when you talk about these guys, and, of course, I was in their dugout when they were doing all the fake broadcasts, and another name that was down there with Kipe and Kruk was Brenly. Those three were characters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Using their bat as a microphone and going back and forth, the one-liners. And one of the things I remember Kipe saying when Frank Robinson walked down, "You guys ever shut up?" And, you know, I see that right now because those two were class clowns. They haven't changed. And, you know, people ask me, "You were a teammate of them." I said, "Those guys haven't changed a bit. They've gotten better if you really think about it." But their memory for the game and their quick wick, just fantastic. And I just want to compliment you on a great article.
I really appreciate that. That was huge fun. And we did a podcast the same day. People can hear them, you know, talking about some stuff, their favorite calls, and where Kruko came up with grab some pine and, you know, in the squat and put down the signs. It was a really special day for me just to be part of it. But yeah, you know, Bill, I remember after games in those days, if you went to Kruko, Kiper, or Brenly, you had some great quotes for your story. Mm-hmm. You know, I never believed in printing a lousy quote like, "Well, we swung the bats pretty well today." You know, don't put it in there. You know, just don't use it. But those guys would really have, you know, great perspective on things and with some humor and they Kruk and Kipe, they talk baseball. That's what so many people interview for the story. They always come back to. They're just talking to you. It's like they're in the living room with you talking ball, and there's no manufactured announcer voices in the bottom of the seventh inning, you know, and all that stuff.
It's true.
It's true. It's so genuine.
It's true. Well, great to have you on today, Bruce. We look forward to next weekend and seeing where the Giants are at that point. They need some wins, but who knows what, you know, it's that last week, crazy stuff happens. And this is why we love baseball. So we've got a lot to look forward to this week, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Okay, yeah, it should be an interesting one. We will talk then.
Okay, thanks, Bruce. Have a good day. All right, that is the great Bruce Jenkins. Good questions, Bill.
Well, I got you going on the trivia, Marty. You
I'm
did
done.
Pretty good.
You I'm know, in trouble. I better have a good team. I don't know how this works.
You better have a lifeline.
I tell you, Carmen Q is my lifeline.
Yeah, she's got her laptop open.
Really?